With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They have been demoted from deplorables to garbage. Years ago, Hillary Clinton referred to Trump supporters as deplorables. Now, President Biden has called them garbage. Today, a busy day on the campaign trail.
Harris will campaign in Raleigh, North Carolina, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Madison, Wisconsin, while Trump takes the stage in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, before a rally in Green Bay with former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. At a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Tuesday night, Donald Trump railed against Vice President Kamala Harris, saying the country can't afford another 4 years with a Democrat at the helm.
Kamala has embarrassed us. She doesn't have what it takes.
Harris pledged to put country over party and self in a speech with a White House backdrop.
I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to make your life better.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, the government reports the economy grew at a 2.8% annual clip July through September. Later in the week, we'll get the lowdown on the job market.
Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe Friday's jobs report will show that just 120,000 jobs were added to the economy in October. That's a decent number, but it's less than half of September's robust 254,000 gain. Economists estimate that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with the ongoing Boeing machinist strike, helped reduce hiring last month by a significant number, although mostly temporary. The Labor Department says it thinks the Boeing machinist strike reduced job growth by 41,000 last month. Donna Water, Washington.
There will be a World Series Game 5 tonight after the Yankees beat the Dodgers last night 11-4. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 163 points, the Nasdaq better by 51. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse.
That's what a lot of Americans say about the state of the country compared to 70 years ago. A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing constituency in recent presidential elections. This year, in the vital state of Pennsylvania, they likely comprise at least a quarter of the electorate and thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting former President Trump, citing Democratic Vice Presidential Harris's support for abortion as well as the LGBT agenda, Catholics becoming an important constituency for the former president. This is SRN News. NASA comet watchers say one of those big balls of ice, rock, and dust broke apart as it approached the sun.
The space agency says its sun-observing spacecraft captured the moment when the comet broke into chunks this week. Astronomers have been tracking the comet since it was discovered in September by a telescope in Hawaii. It's thought to be part of a family of comets that pass incredibly close to the sun. Comets are cosmic snowballs of dust and ice that circle the sun. Occasionally, comets can make their way into the inner solar system. Keith Peters reporting.
Clark County, Washington's auditor says about 475 damaged ballots were retrieved from a ballot box that was burned early Monday. Greg Kimsey says workers now searching through the damaged ballots for voter information want to get in touch with those voters about getting them a new ballot. More details, SRNNews.com.